Ruth Bader Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993. The champion of women's rights became only the second female Supreme Court justice, and in her 27 years of service, she became seen as the unquestioned leader of the court's liberal wing. The Supreme Court announced Ginsburg's death in a statement, saying she died with her family at her side. President Trump was given the news after addressing a campaign rally in Minnesota.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Trump's Democratic presidential challenger Joe Biden also paid tribute to Ginsburg, but said her successor should not be chosen until after the upcoming election.
But there is no doubt, let me be clear, that the voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider.
But a bitter Senate fight to fill Ginsburg's place on the Supreme Court seems sure. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said a vote on a Trump nominee would take place. With much of U.S. politics hamstrung by deep polarization, the makeup of the Supreme Court is crucial in shaping law on fundamental issues, such as abortion. But Justice Ginsburg had a critical view of the politicization of the nomination process. While there was praise for her legacy from across the political divide, the search for her successor threatens to be less dignified.